The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June the 13th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello.
Hello.
Good
are you well?
Back. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I haven't been here forever.
You what?
I haven't been here forever, have I?
No, you haven't. You haven't been here for a while. You got a little bit unwell, and now you've got your own robotic set up, I notice.
Yes, my little heart monitor. If you hear any beeping, it's just me.
Yeah. So if it goes strange with a beeping sound, that's Joe, and we're all attacking her with a defibrillator or something.
All you have to do is press the buttons back in. It's just three buttons. It's fine. It's no problem. It did keep going off in the middle of choir last night. It was a bit embarrassing in all the quiet bits.
Yeah, not in tune, presumably.
No.
Can't you get them tuned?
I
can't
know.
Get the beeps tuned? You know, it's like get them to play Jerusalem or something on your heart monitor.
It would have been quite impressive. Actually,
that would work, wouldn't it?
Yes, it
yeah,
would, exactly.
Absolutely. Good. Hey, well, listen, welcome to another Business Bunker show. It's a pleasure to be with you for another 2 hours on a Tuesday afternoon. As always, we've had, I have counted them, and we've got 1,933,700,000,003, plus VAT for Margaret, tweets. So do keep your tweets coming. Use the hashtag BBunker and tweet me at VanillaWeb. We've got loads of emails. We've got loads of things to cover. But more than that, we have a massively packed lineup of guests in the studio today. Unusually for us, we've got about five guests. So we're really looking forward to that. But it's going to be interesting, different, range of different topics that we're going to be discussing during the show. We're joined on the phone later on in the show by Clive Empson, the auctioneer, who's going to be at the Grow Kent show tomorrow. But so packed show.
That's our fifth guest for anyone looking around thinking there are only four guests.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Four can't count.
No, my figures are loose and open to interpretation.
Yeah. Yes.
It depends whether you're buying or selling, and it depends whether Margaret's helping with my tax or not, basically, as to how many we have here. Okay, that's how it works.
All right, then.
Just so you know. Okay. Fantastic. Listen, you can join in, though. We want to hear from you. You can tweet me, as I said, at VanillaWeb. Hey, you can call us on 01233-220035. That's Ashford, 01233-220035. You can email me at bunker at kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. We'd love to hear from you. Do join in. As I say, we've got a packed lineup of guests. I want to say a huge thank you to today's show sponsor, who are Phoenix Interim Recruitment, based in Northampton. So thank you to Carl and the team for Phoenix Interim Recruitment for sponsoring today's show. We really do appreciate it. There's lots happening. There's lots been happening. I was at ZC Live last week, which was a fabulous event at the Ashford International Hotel, if any of you were there. Did you go, Joe?
No, I didn't. I was somewhere else. What day was it? Wednesday? Was it Wednesday?
It was Wednesday. Yeah. Did you go, Nettie?
I was at my smart working thing.
I went to ZC Social Media on
Friday. Friday, not yeah. Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Definitely went Friday.
See, we went Wednesday as well, just to avoid you.
Well, I'm glad I went Friday, because yeah. No, I did see you.
Yeah, you did. Well, you couldn't miss me, really, could you?
There was some dodgy Twitter feed about you and me.
Yeah, was there? Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Let's
yeah.
not go there.
It's not true.
Well, I was having my heart monitor fitted, so I wasn't there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just as well you don't read what was written about Paul and me, then.
Exactly.
Don't read it. It won't do
no.
your heart any good.
John. No.
None
okay.
at all.
Okay.
I have to say, they had a big sofa on stage, and it was such a long day that during the lunch break, I kind of snuggled down on it and fell asleep. And then two guys came in and took the sofa out with me asleep on it, which wasn't really good, was it? Especially as I was chairing the event. So there you go. So ZC Live on Friday was brilliant. Last night, I was at the inaugural Food Talk Awards at OXO 2. What a night that was. The Food Talk Show here on Channel Radio, one of our shows on a Thursday, launched the Food Awards at brilliant, brilliant night at OXO Tower. Fantastic setting. We watched the sun go down over the Thames. Loads and loads of food to sample, loads and loads of drink to sample, lots of voting on the night as well as off the night, and some great talks. We heard from a lady called Karen Steele, who's a food urbaniser, which is really interesting stuff. But yeah, Food Talk Awards was great. This week, we've got another packed week. We've got Grow Kent tomorrow at the Great Danes Hotel in Maidstone. And we also have the Maidstone Business Awards at the Great Danes tomorrow evening. So lots and lots of things happening, as always, in the Kent business marketplace. Joe, I think you could start with an email or a tweet, and I'll leave it up to you to decide.
I'm going
to
start with an email that I've snuck in.
Oh, she's been bringing her own emails now.
I have, yeah. I brought this one. And this is Young Enterprise, who I know you support anyway, so I knew you wouldn't have a problem with it. So there's two half-day programs running at Sandwich Tech on the 5th and the 12th of July, and they are... I think fairly desperate for business advisors, and they need 8 for both mornings. I can only do one of them, so that leaves 15 left.
I missed that. Sandwich Tech. Sandwich Tech.
Yeah.
Is Alan still there? Alan Noke? Wasn't he a teacher at Sandwich Tech?
He's a teacher. He was in Canterbury. He's changed schools. I don't think he's at Sandwich Tech.
Oh, okay.
It's Trudy Hartridge who's organising it, who's the manager for Young Enterprise in East Kent, and it's a fairly packed day of business exercises that's being led by her, and the business advisors will be circulating, and then there's some breakout sessions, and they want some people to go and help with those, with the young people. So if you're interested, then please get in touch with Trudy. You can email her Trudy, that's with an IE, trudy.hartridge@y-e.org.uk, or just drop me an email, joe@jodds.com, and I'll put you in touch.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from Channel Facilities Management, and they say, hello, Vanilla Web. You can visit us on Stand 105 at Grow Kent event tomorrow. You can now buy our non-chemical cleaning products. For those that don't know, Channel Facilities Management are a cleaning company, and they use no chemicals whatsoever in any of their cleaning materials. They are entirely eco-friendly and green. They use enzyme-based products, and they've now started selling the products directly to the public because they get asked for them so much. And I insist that when they come to sell them to you, that they do the demonstration, which is they drink some of their cleaning products in front of you, just to prove there's no chemicals in them.
That explains a lot.
It's got lots of alcohol in it.
Do you think Joe's aged since they've started doing that? From Channel Facilities Management, do you think he's aged?
He has. He's kind of wobbling about a bit
a lot,
isn't
Darren
he?
Darren makes Joe drink it?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, in that case, let's get that tweeted out. And
is that a bit like Kool-Aid, that kind of thing?
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. But you can visit the guys on Stand 105. Check it out. It's really awesome. They clean my place at Fruitworks, and they do a fabulous job. And they use no chemicals at all. And as it happens, they're also in the middle of a crowdfunder. So if you want to support an eco company, that's a great place to do it. Check out their crowdfunder. Joe.
So Kent Women in Business Luncheon at Chilston Park on the 29th of June. That's a Thursday, 11:15 to 2:30. Two great speakers, one delicious lunch, and masses of networking opportunities. So Susanna Schofield, OBE, gave up her job on the board of Royal Mail, managing over 800 staff, and now runs her own international business. And you can find out why.
And she runs Kent Women in Business magazine now, so.
Mm-hmm. And she's an excellent speaker.
Mm. Mm.
And also Audrey Chapman, who's been on the show. She has the book Love Selling, How to Sell Without Selling Out. That reached the Amazon bestseller list, and she's going to be speaking too. So do come along. That's Kent.
Audrey will be back on the Business Bunker on the 27th of June as well. So you can hear again from her then.
Lovely. So kentwomenandbusiness.co.uk.
Cool. Fantastic. I've had an email from the Kenwood Trust. The Kenwood Trust Conference Centre, which is based in Yalding, just outside Maidstone, and is set in 15 acres of beautiful parkland, and offers businesses, organisations and clubs stunning Kent countryside to enjoy whilst in your meeting, conference or activity. Now, I've been there since they've refurbished it. It's knockout. It is absolutely... Have you seen it, Leon?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
It's knockout, isn't it? What a fabulous place. It's so
stunning, peaceful
as well.
Yeah.
There are two newly refurbished rooms available to cater for all types of meetings. The Sinden Room is the larger of the two, offering up to 80 people banquet style or 90 theatre style. Or there's a boardroom style of 35. And the Valentine Room is more intimate, offering boardroom style for 20 or theatre for 50. There are full audio-visual systems available in both rooms. There's an on-site cafe, Sage and Thyme, for real coffee, special teas and cakes. I've had cake there.
Cake.
The cakes are nice. There are also packages that include team building programs in the woods because there's a lot of wooded areas and countryside around the house. It's so peaceful there. It's just a lovely, lovely place. And for those of you that don't know, Kenwood Trust is a charity that looks after people recovering from addictions.
Yeah.
So if you want to find out more, go to the kenwoodconferencecentre.co.uk for more information. That's kenwoodconferencecentre.co.uk.
Got another shout out for Grow Kent tomorrow. Would you like to achieve faster and more managed growth, be inspired by some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the UK, be re-energised and fired up to try new things, new thinking, working and doing? So you can come along tomorrow. You can book your free ticket if you go to growthkent.co.uk. There's speed networking sessions. There's one-to-ones with the speakers. Pete Cohen, one of the most powerful and inspirational speakers in the world, behind such world-class sporting stars as Roger Black, Sally Gunnell, Ellen MacArthur, will be there speaking. You can find out how to make more sales from networking with Stefan Thomas, the UK's expert and writer of Business Networking for Dummies. Paul's already mentioned that Clive Empson will be there, and he's also coming on the show.
He will be joining us in approximately 5 minutes on this show, yes.
And Google, our partner, will train you on ramping up your digital marketing, with a masterclass on how to collect data and the importance of Google Analytics. And there's a free business breakfast. There were still spaces yesterday, I don't know if there are today, with two great speakers as well. So go to growkent.co.uk.
Fantastic. We had a tweet from Kim Stevens of Caring Kent, and she said, I would love a shout out on my favourite radio show on the Business Bunker. Please send a very big thank you to all my outstanding carers. We couldn't do it without them. So a huge shout out to Karen Kent, all the folks that work in Karen Kent, all the people that look after everyone else. Fantastic. Well done. What else have we got? What have you got, Joe?
You haven't done the wrap interiors one, have you? If anyone has an office or school revamp planned, pop into... Is it wrap or RAP?
Well, I will say RAP. Julie sometimes says wrap and sometimes
it's not
says...
It's capital letters, so it would imply that it's wrap.
Well, she sometimes says RAP, and I say wrap, and maybe, you know, hey, wrap, RAP.
Yeah, it's not capital letters even on my logo, so it must be wrap, mustn't it? Wrap interiors.
Do you know what it stands for? I know what it stands for.
Go on, then.
Rick Anderson Projects.
Ah, well, it should be all capitals, and it should be RAP then. However, that's not what's in their logo.
Yes, miss. Sorry, miss.
This is why we all have to sit in the middle.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes.
So you can pop in for coffee and a chat with their design experts. So if you've got an office or a school revamp planned, pop in and see them.
Fantastic. Thank you. Also, while we're talking about RAP Interiors, they have a new website which has just launched, and they are also hiring a project manager. If you want to find out more about that job, it is on jobsinkent.com at the moment. I had a tweet from Joanne Fraze, and she says, Harlequin CDS, CDIS, that's her company. Harlequin are a cyber protection company and data specialists. And she said, we would love a shout out. If anybody needs a GDPR assistance and anything IT related, we are the people to talk to. Have a great show. I'm going to be listening on the catch-up service later. So fantastic. Thank you, Joanne. It's Joanne Fraze. GDPR is coming down the pike. It, for those of you that don't know, it's the general new data protection regulations, and it's very, very comprehensive, and you need to have a really good look at it. So if you've got any questions about it, you can ask Harlequin CDIS, which is their Twitter handle, or you can ask Joanne Fraze. That's Joanne, Fraes. Do that. I've got time for one more email, and then we're going to get our first guest on the phone. We would like to invite you all, with the Mayor and Mayoress of Gravesend, to attend our exciting strawberry afternoon tea. And that's on Tuesday the 1st of August at Higham Village Club, 2 p.m. to 4:30. It's a whopping £5.50 to go. That includes all the food and refreshments. Children are welcome. There'll be lots of stalls, and raffle tickets can be bought in advance from Linda at the Higham Greengrocers. Or you can phone Janet. They don't say where she works, but you can phone her anyway. 01474 822 665. Janet is on 01474 822 665. All the funds raised will go to the Eleanor Hospice. And fundraising to support my trek planned for November this year across the Sahara. Blimey. If you're unable to attend the event, you can still donate at justgiving.com/Sarah Louise Harvey 1, the number one. Sarah Louise Harvey, number one. She's trekking across the Sahara, raising funds for the Eleanor Hospice. So do support that. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play some cheesy tunage. And while we're listening to that, I'm going to get our first guest on the phone. What do you reckon?
Sounds like a plan.
Who mentioned houses?
living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries, anxiety. Yes, it breaks on him. Ben tries to form. Lives in a house, very big house in the country. Watching up the new repeats and the 38s in the country. Takes a manner of pills and piles up out of his bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going Jack and Jory. In touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls and looking bad boys. It's a helping hand that makes you feel good as your life. But it makes that heart start to simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Says she comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today. ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 13th of June. We're now joined, hopefully, on the phone by Clive Emerson. Hello, Clive.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. I'm pleased to hear that you're still there. It's always a nervous moment, that, when you're not sure whether the line's still there. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that you're very busy today, and we do appreciate you taking a few moments out of your busy schedule to talk to us. Now, for those, just give yourself an introduction. There's basically no one in Kent that doesn't know who you are, but tell us a little bit about Clive and your business organisation and the other things that you do.
Well, I don't do much else apart from the fact that I'm Clive Emerson, and I run the auction house for properties in Kent.
Right.
And it now goes, in fact, from Essex down to the West Country. So this week we've got auctions going from Essex down to the West Country, finishing up in St. Melian on Friday.
Oh, and wow. Okay.
Today is a Kent one.
Right.
At the Clive Emerson Conference Centre up at the showground in Maidstone.
Okay, up at Dentling Hill.
Stepping Hill, yes, one.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, fantastic. And I also believe you're a patron of Young Lives as well.
I'm president of the Young Lives.
I beg your pardon, you're president, yeah.
That's right. Well, I was chairman, and 3 years ago I handed over to Jeff Deering, and now I'm president. Young Lives is a wonderful little foundation that looks after children in Kent. It's purely Kent-based, mainly children in care, generally those that have no meaningful contact with their families, with their birth families.
Right, okay.
And we also have 180 volunteers.
Wow.
That help us look after all these people. And also in the police stations, if a vulnerable child is arrested for any reason, then right. One of our volunteers will be the appropriate adult to go down and look after them.
Oh, okay.
And that's been going 10 years now. I did the first seven, but it's time to hand over sometimes, get fresh blood, get new ideas. Otherwise, you do what you've always done, which is not always, you need to move on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, that's a fantastic, they're a charity, aren't they? It's a fantastic charity. And
it's a wonderful charity. Yeah. We won the Queen's Award for volunteering last year, which was a real good accolade because it acknowledges to the volunteers that they are appreciated. And that's what you need to keep on telling people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now then, tomorrow we're going to hear from you. You're one of the keynote speakers at the Grow Kent Conference at the Great Danes in Maidstone. So without doing your whole speech for us, because we're all waiting to hear from it tomorrow in live, obviously, but just give us an overview and the kind of things that you're going to be talking about.
Well, the outline is buying and selling at auction and the pitfalls and the things to watch for those that want to be potential landlords or property developers. But I'm also going to touch on how I built up the business, how we got, how as part of a big insurance company bought our business and then we bought it back again a bit later on. The difference between big companies and small companies, how they operate, and generally how I built up the business from over the last 28 years.
Right.
I say I and a team built up the business because you're no good without the right people behind you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, I'm the figurehead, and so I get all the accolades. The other boys are doing all the work.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what I'll be going on, and then I'll be taking questions so that people can ask me what they want to hear about. I'll assume what they want to hear about to start with. I always find the most important part of these days is the question time, when people can actually ask what they want to know.
Yeah.
And then it becomes much more informative.
Absolutely. And people are always fascinated by things like auctions, aren't they? Because if people have never been to an auction before, there's a lot of myths about, you know, being scared to cough in case you end up buying a tank for £1 million or something.
I know. Well, we've got 1,500 people in the room today. It's very, very hot.
Right.
And so you can imagine how many people are fanning their faces and all the rest of it. But, you know, the trained auctioneers know who's bidding and who's not bidding.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell. And if you're unsure, you just ask. Is that a bid or are you picking your nose? You know, I mean, otherwise, it does solve a lot of problems.
Yeah. No, I was picking my nose. That is my bid.
That is my bid, yeah. Well, I'll take it then. If you had to pick a nose, would you pick yours? You know, so there is a myth about it. There's also a myth about everyone thinks it's all so clever and it's so straightforward. Mm. We put up a lot for sale. People are interested, bid, and the one who's got the most money buys it. Hammer drops, end of deal. Whereas if you go by private treaty, you make an offer today and 3 months later you decide whether you're going to buy it or not. Mm. And then a month after that, you bought it. Mm. So it's for really people that are able to make a decision and really want speed and efficiency.
Sure.
More and more are doing it because... So many owners are withdrawing at the last minute, or the buyers withdraw at the last minute, and you waste an awful lot of time and money getting to absolutely nowhere. Mm. Auctions, we will get an exchange of contract within 5 weeks normally, if less than that sometimes.
Absolutely.
Well, which is what people want.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your speech and to listening to the question and answer session at the end.
Lovely.
It will be lovely to talk to you longer here. Unfortunately, the line isn't that brilliant because you're a mobile and we're kind of breaking up a little bit. So I'm going to let you go. Do you know what time you're speaking at the event tomorrow?
9:50.
So we will all be there at 9:50 to hear more about this and to ask you loads more questions, Clive. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. Good luck with the auction today, and we look forward to seeing you at Grow Kent tomorrow.
Lovely. See you then. Thanks so much,
Clive. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Clive Empson. Of Clive Empson Auctioneers. I'm sorry about that. The line quality was a bit low, but Clive was on a, as you know, as he said, he's in the middle of an auction on a mobile phone. So do go along 9:50 tomorrow and hear from Clive. He's a great raconteur as well. So do go and listen to that.
You could probably have bought something if you'd said something there. You know, he's on the phone.
I probably have already. I was picking my nose, so I could own anything now.
And knowing you wouldn't like to admit that it was a mistake, so you would just buy it
anyway. Oh, just gone anyway. Yeah, I've gone. Oh no, I always wanted that. It's a bargain. The Networkers Networking event. Setting the stunning location of Brands Hatch Place in Forcombe, we look forward to welcoming you to the second event of its type, an event that's all about networking for networkers. It's on Thursday the 6th of July. It's from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There are four great speakers, each sharing valuable information and tips on how to make your networking effective and efficient. Eight of the best networking, masterminding and associations in Kent, and many like-minded business owners to network with in a very relaxed setting. The Networkers Networking event is suitable for you if you've just started networking and are unsure of where to go or how to do it effectively. You're already networking but are frustrated because it's not working for you. You're a serial networker who loves networking.
But only a breakfast. Cereal? No.
Who loves networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity or breakfast. Our speakers are Mark Lemesma. He's a keynote speaker sharing his knowledge as a communication skills coach. Glenys Chatterley, Managing Director of the Effective Business Network and sharing Network 101. Phil Wilson, who's the owner of Inspirational Rhythms. They're a percussion-based company. Inspirational Rhythms, sharing the small steps to building your business. And Sasha Mulligan, who's a speaker, educator, author and entrepreneur, sharing the importance of mindset and energy when networking. We already have the following groups that are coming along. Evo Girls. I always call them Evil Girls. I don't know why. But Rebecca forgives me every time.
That's all right then.
Evo Girls, the FSB, the Property Vault and Women in Business. The Networkers Networking event is an all-day event. You're welcome to join us for as long as you want to. If you can't stay all day, just book without lunch and pop in when you want to. Tickets are a measly £15 with refreshment, £25 with the refreshments and lunch. And to book, go to Butterflies Business Events. It's all one word, butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. Butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE.
You've answered a question for me.
Oh.
So, Phil sat next to me at the Business Diaries last week, which I'm sure we're going to talk about at some stage. Yeah. And he said who he was and what he did, drumming. And I was like, oh, I said, I read about you. Mm. I said, and I can't remember where. And I spent ages trying to work it out. We eventually decided it was the Grow Kent stuff, but it wasn't. It was the Networkers Networking Company. And I was reading all about his profile on there, and then I ended up sitting next to him.
It's good when a plan comes together, isn't it?
It is, exactly. Mm. Shows how the PR works. Are you going to talk about the Business Diaries after your amazing performance?
Yeah, we can do, actually. I think it's brilliant. The Business Diaries, and that's a Twitter handle, The Biz Diaries. It's organised by Lisa Settle. And what it is, it's a fairly regular event of storytelling. Yeah. And she gets four or five people just to tell short stories from their life, their work, their experience. It's not normal presentations. It's not, you know, what your business does. It's not a sales pitch. It's a story from your life. And we went to one last week. There were four really brilliant stories, and me.
Yours was good too. It was very, very physical.
Physical. Yeah, well, you shouldn't have said what you... No, anyway. the range of stories was unbelievable, wasn't it? You know, from very emotional to highly physical.
Next time you see Paul, ask him to show you the difference between an analogue and a digital wave.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
And if you've got 10 minutes, ask Fiona Stevens to tell you her story.
Yeah, absolutely.
But have tissues available.
Yeah. Fantastic stories.
It was good, wasn't it?
Fantastic speakers. It was a brilliant evening. And Lisa is arranging more of these. But we need more people to come along. I mean, we had lots of people there. There were about 30 people there. But you're wasting the opportunities if you're not listening to these stories. It's a great, great evening and really good stories. You know, it's nothing to do with – some of them are business orientated, you know, things that happened at work. But it's not about selling anything or, you know, schmoozing anybody or promoting yourself. They're just things that have happened to you in your life and really fascinating stuff. Yeah,
and there's no PowerPoint.
Yeah, there's no presentations to go with it. There's no technology. There's nothing. You just stand there and tell your story and then get off. Oh, unless you're me, where you can't get me off because I'm too big and I refuse to go. Yeah, good stuff. I'm not sure when the next one is.
September,
isn't it?
I don't know the date.
Are you telling a story,
well,
that one?
Supposedly, but the title wasn't what I was expecting, so I don't know if she swapped them around, in which case I'll be talking December instead, or whether I'm going to have to come up with a new story.
Two stories, yeah, absolutely.
But hey, you know, I've got stories. I can think of something.
Yeah.
So, Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance Charity Golf Day on the 23rd of June. It's being held at the Mid-Sussex Golf Club. Designed to high specifications by renowned course architect David Williams and former winner of the European Open Andrew Murray, the course is set in surprisingly mature parkland and features superbly contoured greens, interesting natural water hazards and a host of strategically placed bunkers. So you have the entire course exclusively for the day. It's a perfect opportunity to enjoy a fantastic game of golf with your colleagues whilst supporting the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance life-saving work. So it's teams of four, £320 per team, and you get bacon rolls and tea and coffee on arrival, 18-hole shotgun start, course photographer, three-course meal, trophies and prize giving, live and silent auction, and it's hosted by Pete Graves of Sky Sports. To enter your team, you just need to email Julie C at kssairambulance.org.uk.
Fantastic. Knees has been on.
Yeah. Did you notice that she was called Denise at the Business Diaries? I thought afterwards I must tell whoever it was who said it, and I don't know if it was Lisa, but...
It's knees.
It's Denise, isn't it?
Denise. It's knees, isn't it? Knees has been on, Denise Wilton. Could I tell everybody about the Hildenborough Dementia Friends session next Monday at Cafe 1809? Cafe 1809 is Dan Kelly Holmes' gaff in Hildenborough there. I'm actually going. It's 2 p.m. And Knees says, could she have a big business bunker shout out? Yeah, of course you can. I think that's a Federation of Small Business event. So if you want to book it, if you go into the Kent Business Radio website, there's an FSB tab. If you click on the FSB tab, all FSB events are listed there and you can book through there. So that's Dementia Friends Session at Cafe 1809 in Hildenborough next Monday at 2 p.m. Kim's been back on as well from Caring Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's thought of something else. Yeah. She says... could you please send a huge, heartfelt, good luck shout-out to Michelle Timms. And Michelle, who's had her CQC, Registered Manager, interview today. I have no idea what any of that means, but good luck, Michelle, I think. Is that good or bad? Is that good or bad, Leon?
No, it's tough. The Care Quality Commission registration or inspection of the home is extremely difficult. That they turn up unannounced, and sometimes you can have four of them on site for several days.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
No.
Exactly. Okay.
So it's good to say well done on the day it's happening, because then it doesn't matter what the result is.
Yeah, I'm not certain whether she's having an inspection or whether she's registering as a manager, okay. Because if she's registering as the manager, then she has to go for an interview, and it's tough.
Very tough. Mm. I used to be head of technology at Citibank years and years and years ago, and we were all sat in the office one day, and this bloke bowled in. He opened the door, and he went, "Intelligence," and we all fell about laughing. But he was an internal inspector. God, did he give us grief? Right, you can do one more thing.
Oh, I'll do my own thing. I brought something else.
She brings her own material.
Well, he won't let me speak other than that, so, you know, here we go. So next Friday, a week on Friday, rather, I'm running a webinar with the lovely Rachel McGuinness, who is talking all about sleep and how important it is and how you can do things to get your routines right and all that sort of stuff so that you sleep properly and wake up full of zest. She's known for her zest stuff. So it's 12:30 a week on Friday, and you just go to powertolivemore.com/next webinar and you can register for it.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Andrea Barker, the confidence coach, and she says, "Vanilla Web, enjoying the show. Can we have a shout out for anyone suffering with anxiety or stress? If you are, I can help." And she's got hashtag love confidence. If you want to find out more about the work that Andrea does, you can follow her on the Twitter. Her Twitter handle is Andrea BC Coach. Andrea BC Coach. So do give her a follow.
Amanda was saying how good your analog to digital demo was. We must get you to do that on video, actually.
Well, it's no good doing it on the radio, is it?
No. But yes, it was particularly good. One of those things that sticks in your mind.
What did you call me earlier? Norman Wisdom.
That was Fiona. She said a cross between Norman Wisdom and, was it Lee Mack? Was that?
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is probably the more of the compliment. But yeah. Norman Wisdom, yeah.
Mr. Grimm style. Yeah.
Her impression of him was better than yours.
Actually, wasn't it? Yes, but that's what you get from Glaswegians, Margaret. Yeah. They are good with their impressions, aren't they, Glaswegians?
Why has your voice suddenly gone all low and...
I've got a frog in my throat, that's why. Do you know what? We're going to talk to our first guest now.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time, Mr. Bruce Kidd. Bruce is from Operational Accounting Systems.
That's right.
Bruce, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to meet you. Why don't you kick off by telling the listener just a little bit about you and your business?
No problem. Operational Accounting Systems is a software company. We resell software for Pegasus.
That's the accounting software.
Accounting software from a company called Pegasus, who are part of a very large international software group. But in the UK, Pegasus is the biggest arm they have. We serve around 22,000 customers.
Right.
So put into perspective, Oasis, as we call ourselves, are one of the companies that would resell this product, introduce it to the marketplace, develop it, alter it, and do with it what we please so that the customer at the end gets something that they want.
I remember reading out one of your tweets many months ago and being quite impressed that it was Oasis, but it had hyphens in it, and it was all very... We had a big conversation about it, I seem to recall.
Yeah, I think we had to find a way to get our name shorter because Operational Accounting Systems Limited doesn't fit into boxes.
It doesn't fit into a Twitter handle, that's for sure.
So it's funny you should say that. When we were talking at the Biz Diaries, and Paul was talking about the change from analog to digital, and he was talking about... like very sort of cool names for things like data processing systems and things like that. Yeah. It's the same sort of thing. We were saying how in the old days you just called something what it was and then came up with some
something to
shorten the thing that sounded cool, but actually it was some like does what it says on the tin name. And you've done the same.
It's now our trading name. So
Without deflecting from what Bruce has got to say, because we want to hear from Bruce about his business, but this is one of the things that has changed with modern technology. When you start a business of any kind or an organization of any kind, you have to think all of this through. Not only do you have to think of a relevant name, but it has to fit onto a URL. It has to fit onto Facebook. It has to fit onto Twitter. And it can't be taken by somebody else. I had a funny... My Twitter handle is VanillaWeb. I have no idea why. I can't even remember why I'm called VanillaWeb. Apart from the fact, I think I was thinking about starting a company called Vanilla Internet at the time that I registered the address. And then a couple of weeks ago, a guy from France emailed me and said, "Can you stop using that address? Because I run a company called Vanilla Corporation." And I went, Why should I stop using it? Well, because we want to use it for our company. And when I looked, they had four followers. I've got 20,000, mate. Well, yeah, you want me to write to everyone and say, sorry, I'm going to change my name.
15,000 of those, Paul, belong to them.
Yeah, exactly. They're all trying to find a company in France. Yeah.
You screwed it up completely.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like there's a local coach called Hazel Adley, and her Twitter address is Hazel Adley Coke, as in COAC, because she can't fit the H on. But I always think that makes it so much easier to remember.
Yes,
so, yes,
very true.
Sometimes it can work for and against you. But yeah, so Oasis, your Twitter again is?
Is at @O_A_SYS.
Yeah, so cool.
That's Oasis, yeah. Somehow.
Neat. So, you're a, forgive me if I've used the wrong terminology here, you're an Oasis reseller and supporter?
No, we are a Pegasus reseller.
Sorry, Oasis, Pegasus.
Sorry, I was listening. Yeah, just talk time. To me. I knew that.
She's confusing me. Now, I knew that too, but her going on about your Twitter name.
So being a reseller,
yes.
Tell us more about what you see your role as, because it's reselling somebody else's product.
Absolutely. We take a product that they produce out of the box, and we take that product and we can either introduce it into the marketplace out of the box, mm-hmm. or we can take that bit of software and link it to other systems, do some development, so mm-hmm. alter some areas, add some areas in, and change processes so that the customer at the end gets what they want, rather than you have to use what it is. Mm-hmm. So, the software comes as a standard bit of kit that can be introduced to 90% of businesses as standard. However, some businesses have got some quite specific needs mm-hmm. of perhaps info they need mm-hmm. to record or additional processes, and we then can do that. It also means that we ongoingly support the product to our channel of customers. So mm-hmm. they would call us up, we'll support, we'll go out to them. And that's basically, we do everything around the product for our customers, as well as consulting. I, for example, come from an accounting background. I was an auditor with Ernst & Young for many years. So I've got an accounting background, and therefore the introduction to this into an accounts environment mm-hmm. is it makes total sense for us. So, yeah.
Cool. So that's the accounting mm-hmm. software side. You mentioned to me, I think, off air, actually in the Facebook live stream on the pre-show show, that you do a range of organizational admin support for small and medium-sized businesses. Expand on that and talk Absolutely. About the kind of things you're doing.
The speciality for Oasis lies in taking an SME company who has introduced several software systems into the business over a period of time. Mm. They use all these systems disparately, mm. so none of them talk to each other. So they'll have something for sales, they'll have something for CRM, they'll have a website that emails orders in. They might have a link to a supermarket or that kind of stuff. Now, what we go in and we do by introducing our software is bringing all of that together in one system so that everything talks to each other on one database. So right. it basically minimizes errors. It minimizes human interference between systems. So, again, error correction, and it saves a heck of a load of time for sure. most companies mm-hmm. because, you know, very often you'll find that we do manual processes on a spreadsheet. It takes us half a day to do that every week, and you can do that kind of process in a system in 5 minutes. So, you know, it's that kind of time saving. So, yeah, we specialize in bringing together a business processing-wise, so it's one point of entry at all points in time, but all the information can be output by reporting.
If Linda Garcia of Aluxi Consulting is listening to this, she's currently smiling all over her face. Yeah. Do you know Linda?
I know Linda.
Oh, yeah. She's currently smiling all over her face because she's a big champion of exactly what you just described, which is managing your processes far more effectively and efficiently.
It's totally correct, because a lot of business nowadays, we find when we go in, they spend so much time on getting the information right to get into the system, they have absolutely no time to look at the result that comes out. Mm. So proactive decisions can't happen until a month or two after the period has ended, because they don't have access to figures. Whereas what we do is those figures are available as soon as it's gone in the system, it's available, and it's available to anybody who needs to see them.
Mm. It sort of feels like we're in a sort of a time that really suits your organisation, because we've had so much sort of implementation of WYSI systems, but not really lots of knowledge and skill of people to tie things together, and you do find it's that end-to-end stuff where it quite often falls down. I guess that's where you...
Absolutely. You know. I mean, as well as technology from a software point has changed over a period of time, the development language that's used in the background is getting more and more similar to each other. Mm. So linking systems, pulling a bit of data from that system to put into that system, and vice versa, back again, is now becoming a kind of a standard. Mm. Yeah. You almost want to say that, you know, there's going to be, you're almost guaranteed to find some sort of app that you can say, I'm going to link these two systems with nowadays, where before it might have taken, you know, 6 days or 10 days worth of development to do something like that.
It's an interesting thing, being an old git that's been around a long time in technology and seen the changes in what's happening, and also being a little bit kind of political about this as well. The interesting thing about the change in technology is back in the day, you would acquire lots of software products that were totally incompatible with each other, but you love product A because it did that, and you love product B because it did that, but the chances of making them talk to each other were nil. And that was always, you know, a headbanger. And when I had a proper job a long time ago in corporate legacy systems and integrating things, the organisations I worked for were forever taking over people, and they go, oh, just make that work, just integrate that into Citymail. Really? It was difficult. One of the beauties of the internet is that, and this fascinates me from a political point of view, because so much these days is tried to be driven top down to try and impose standards. But one of the few things that isn't driven by anything is the best example of standards, which is the internet. The internet has no owners. It has no one in control of it. Nobody's doing anything. But now, the internet itself is the thing that enables us to tie so many things together, because they're in the cloud. You have a HTML5 or whatever, which is a standard. You know, everybody knows that if you develop something in HTML5, it will work on every platform.
Absolutely right. With the introduction of the internet and software in the cloud nowadays, it has just brought even businesses closer to each other, really. Because, you know, nowadays you can look at an organization that might have 4 or 5 different offices around. They don't have to go out and spend 20 grand on a server and a network to get it all talking. You basically go to the cloud. It's going to cost you a couple of hundred quid a month, and you go. You know, you don't have to maintain servers or appoint people to do that. So it definitely has opened up the technology market when it comes to software. And also there's linking between software that sits in the cloud to software that doesn't sit in the cloud. I mean, that is a really interesting concept, but it does work. And that actually even further opens up for most businesses now to really move into the technology side. Even if you've got some on-premise software, you can link it to the cloud side now, and your people in the organization can still go out and see what's going on via browser.
Absolutely. So within Oasis, do you have guys and girls, do you have people that are technical specialists that can develop APIs and things like that to integrate a lot of this stuff?
Absolutely. We are a real team of people that covers everything. So we've got an in-house developer, also one of the owners, Mr. Peter Griggs. He's our developer. He develops all the product for us. He develops the links between different products. He writes links to between time and attendance systems and our payroll system, for example. Absolutely, he does all our development. Then we've got a team of help desk guys, so there would be 3 people on help desk at all time in case customers call in or needs doing. We've got 2 consultants that would go out and consult on work and suggest better processing within an organization, or just do a general design of a system for someone. Then, of course, we've got Jenna that you met earlier on. Jenna does all my marketing.
Hi, Gemma, if you're tweeting away out there. She's next door. I wouldn't let her in the studio. How horrible of me. But she's in the coffee room next door tweeting like mad.
She's secretly very glad to be over there. Jenna does all my marketing. I'm the sales and marketing guy in the organization. However, I've come through the support channel to start with, et cetera, to get there. And then we've got some more staff that deals with general admin duties in the office. So we have absolutely cover everything.
As a general background, so how long have you been going?
Oasis has been going since 2000.
Okay, so 17 years. Yeah, fantastic. Year, yes. And you're based?
We're based in Wye. just outside of Ashford.
Only ask. It's not no need to be like that, is it?
What do you want to know? Why?
We're based in Wine here, Canterbury. Yeah, sorry about that. No, it's an awful joke.
We, I know it's not, because we generally go, if someone says, where are you based? We go, why? Or deliberately. Kind of thing. So, nice one there. Got me on my own trick.
Which is a lovely part of the world as well.
Great, right? Yeah.
I live in Tenterden, so it's not far away. And do you cover a geographic area? Or
we don't particularly cover an area, but as there is only six of us and we kind of situated in Wye in Kent, we try and only cover the southeast corner. However, in saying that, I do have customers in Birmingham, right, and Derby, Loughborough, all over the place. Right. When they move away from the area, they tend to stay with us.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And do you have a specialism around what you connect to Pegasus, or how you customize that?
Not particularly, no.
It's,
I mean,
more about location.
It's, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Pegasus is situated in Kettering, so really it doesn't matter. But yeah, we don't have any specific specialities when it comes to that. Our speciality is Pegasus. Mm-hmm. That's all we sell. We don't do hardware, anything else. Mm-hmm. It's totally dedicated to that bit of software.
And what's with the Lego?
I'm so glad you asked, because you know, I brought all the Lego with to kind of say what's going on. With our software, it's a modular bit of kit. So it means that whatever you want in the system, you add on. So I think this is a representation of how you can build your software. So are you on, do you only need a back office? Do you need some supply chain, some support, some web enablement, sales order processing, etc.? This is kind of all built up. Mm-hmm. And in following up to that, I'm obviously here to promote an event we've got coming up on the 5th of July at the Legoland Resort. So we're taking the Lego to an absolute...
Yeah. We don't believe that. Hold on a minute. We don't believe this.
Is this a bunk off school day?
Absolutely not.
5th of July. Is that a weekend or in the week?
It's a Tuesday.
Well, what parent is ever going to say, I'm popping to Legoland to talk about software. And business?
As if we're falling for that.
If we all...
But look, Google have got a slide... This company,
and
not the whole Legoland Resort.
Right.
Yeah.
Bothered. Is she bothered? She's not bothered. She's not bothered.
I can see where you're going with this one. It's good.
So, yeah, I'm going to be doing presentations while building blocks, basically, on the day, to demonstrate to the people who joins us how you can build our software up and then, in the process, learn about each of the applications.
Fantastic.
That's available in there. So, yeah, everybody is free to join us on the 5th of July, 8:30 to 1 o'clock at Legoland Resort.
And how do people book? What's the link?
There is a link on our website, www.o-a-sys.co.uk. So,
oasis.co.uk. And the picture frame that also you can't see on the radio?
The picture frame, what we decided we didn't want to do is give people a pack of paper. Sorry.
That's right.
Give people a pack of paper. So we've got a frame with a USB
stick. Paper's lighter.
And more expensive. Pack of frame with a USB in, all the information needed, brochures on there.
So you have to break the glass.
And some Legos. You can just take it out.
Hey, take the back off.
So I will leave that for you to play with, of course, if you need to.
Cool. Well, Nettie's playing away with her Lego man.
I wanted to make a human pyramid, but I can't. They've got the hats on and it doesn't work.
You've only got to three.
I'm not being funny. They're really grumpy looking men.
That's why they brought them.
They are. Look, is that because they haven't bought your product yet?
No, that's because...
It's because they're not, like, they haven't seen
the way. It's
because
you're making them stand on each other's heads. That's why.
Well, I was getting bored.
This is only for children.
I'll be all right then.
Yeah, me too.
Bruce, thank you so much for that. Thank you for your overview of Oasis. Really fascinating. We wish you continued success with what you're doing.
Can I ask him one more question?
Yeah, of course.
Who are your target market? So for people to come to this, who should we be talking to?
I have our target market is the SME market. So I'm looking
regardless of the industry,
there is absolutely no industry or software don't suit, including this construction side, because we've got special applications for that. Mm-hmm. So the SME market, anybody above 5 employees, really, who are looking to bring their business together in their softwares, to streamline what they do and to maximize their time in doing so.
Lovely, thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Bruce, thank you so much. If you want to follow the team from Oasis on Le Twitter, their Twitter handle is O
that's
underscore
in case
A.
That Frenchman's listening, isn't it?
Huh?
And that's in case that vanilla Frenchman's listening.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, but now I've just discovered that all my followers are French because Nettie just told me. I'm doing it in Francais, okay? Yeah.
Bonjour, mon ami.
Yeah, mange too. Yeah. I don't know what I was saying
you
now. Stop picking on me,
Twitter,
you lot.
That's what you said. You
yeah, Bruce's Twitter handle before this lot rudely interrupted is O underscore A underscore SYS Oasis. Give him a follow on the Twitter. Find out about it. Come along on the 5th of July to the Lego Extravaganza and find out how to integrate and build your software. Bruce, thank you so much for that. It's absolutely brilliant. I've had a tweet from the lovely Joanna of Petit Canapé. See, we're keeping the French thing going. Dear Paul, can I request a shout out for Petit Canapé? Thank you. Love listening to the Business Bunker. So do give Petit Canapé, that's their Twitter handle, a follow on the Twitter.
So we've arranged our annual Take Heart Mercy Mission fundraiser coming up on the 24th of June in the Great Hall at Priestfield. The night will be Las Vegas themed. So this is from James Knott of Priestfield Stadium. And the web address is takeheartmercymission.com. It's a black tie dinner, 3-course meal with cheese cart at midnight, charity silent auction with prizes ranging from signed memorabilia to 7-night holidays, a magician, Elvis impersonator and more. All takings of the night will go towards their partner charity, which is Take Heart, and the heart treatments taking place in Sri Lanka in the coming months. Tables are priced at £500 or £60 per person paid as a donation to the charity. So if you go to takeheartmercymission.com.
Fantastic. I'm going to do a shout-out for the lovely Jacqueline Offin. And the reason I'm doing a shout-out, although I'd always do a shout-out, is she's changed her shout-out gif. Yeah, because she always had a dog.
Right.
And now she's got a girl, which is great. But it's Jacqueline Offin, who's JJ Systems, the IT support company, based over there on the North Kent coast, but they cover the southeast of England. And that's JJ Systems. And they say, or Jacqueline says, she's loving listening to the Business Bunker show. You can actually meet Jacqueline and the team from JJ Systems because I happen to know they are exhibiting at the Grow Kent event tomorrow. So do go along and meet them. They are great folks. They do IT support. They also do cyber protection and all that kind of stuff too. So do go and meet them. We're fast approaching the halfway point in the show. I want to tell you about Stronger Wings for Stronger Women. With a focus on resilience and well-being, RAW framework, this six-week course promotes self-awareness and embracing change. Each one-hour session will combine facilitated learning activities, peer support, reflection on actions, and goal setting. You'll be supported to strengthen your mind and feel more confident about achieving your goals. It starts on Wednesday, the 14th of June at 9:30, and the first session is 9:30 to 10:30, and it's taking place at the YMCA in Maidstone. That's up in Lewes, isn't it, I think? Certainly up the Lewes Road. There are still some tickets available, and the easiest way to find out more is to go strongerwingsforstrongerwomen.eventbrite.co.uk. I'll tell you that again, strongerwingsforstrongerwomen.eventbrite.co.uk. So do check out that workshop.
There's a murder mystery dinner, Curse of the Willoughby Diamond. The proceeds
I'm looking
going
to that.
The MNDA charity. So put your detective skills to the test at the WBG, that's Wealden Business Group's murder investigation, on Friday the 30th of June at the Little Silver Country Hotel. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, because it isn't a whole heap of distance. It's, in fact, 10 yards from where I live.
So that's Ashford Road, St Michael's Tenderden. Guests are invited to dress in the 1920s theme, although it's not required. But there is a prize for the best dressed. It's 6:45 for drinks reception, a 3-course dinner. There's raffle prizes. The murderer is announced and there'll be prizes for the winning table at 11. Tickets are £35 per head, pre-booked only. If you want to find out more, you can email Peter, P-E-T-A, at challenge-control.co.uk. Or mobile number 07843 270 228.
Fantastic. We're now going to go over to the newsroom and hear from Steph. And then when we come back, we've got some more fabulous guests to hear from. So here we go.
Channel Radio News Update.
Talks are due to begin between Theresa May and the DUP's leader, Arlene Foster. The Conservatives need the backing of Foster's party to give them a majority in the House of Commons. Charlie Gard's parents are waiting for a ruling that will